The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, Risa.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Here we are, January 16th, 2017, moving right along. Martin Luther King
Day.
I
know. Do you know what they call this?
What do they call it?
Other than the holiday, they call it Blue Monday. The third Monday in January is supposed to be the bluest day of the year because people are moaning about what they spent over the holidays. They're crying over what they didn't get over the holidays. They're packing up all the stuff, and it's just overwhelming. So the third Monday is Blue Monday. I'm not blue.
Well,
are you, Jim?
No, we got a solution to that, Reith. The celebrity pizza guy's got a solution to it. Just forget about it, you know? You don't have to worry about it. You know what I mean? We got our inauguration coming up, and I'll tell you, you and I go back quite well. I don't know, you might go back further than me, but look at the presidents that we've gone through. Donald Trump, Obama, Bush, Clinton, Bush Sr., Reagan, and then Carter, Ford, Nixon, Johnson, Kennedy. Now is when it gets
a little
fun. And
that's in our lifetime.
Yeah, exactly. But then we get to Eisenhower. Now, you remember Eisenhower, right? I mean, I know that's going back a while.
Remember Ike. That's the first president I remember.
Yeah, well, that's 53 to 61. So I think that's about it for us. But when Obama got in, look at the last 8 years. We remember when he was inaugurated, and poof, it's over. 8 years, it just goes so fast.
And so do our hot topics. It's time for hot topics.
Hot topic time.
Okay.
And, okay. We know how it goes every once in a while.
It happens. Well, I was going to talk about the other part of what today is. Also, Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Here we go.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic. Jim, did you know that the oldest, longest Martin Luther King Day parade takes place right here in Los Angeles, and it started just a few minutes ago?
That's right here in LA.
The longest and the oldest Martin Luther King Day parade. I've marched in it, I think, once, and I've ridden it in a couple of times. I like riding better than walking in parades. But
and I'll
tell
you,
right
people
now,
people in other states, they envy us when they see these parades in January with the sunshine.
I know. It's a beautiful day for the parade. They go right down Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, which was named by Celeste King III, who was a prominent bail bondsman here in Los Angeles, and his office was on what was called Santa Barbara Boulevard. I go that far back. And he had the street renamed Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and they started having the parade there. It goes down Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard to Crenshaw, goes south on Crenshaw to Leimert Park, and there's an all-day festival there. So if you haven't thought about it, you can run down and probably catch the parade till about 1 o'clock this afternoon, and then they're in the park until sundown. So it's a great day to celebrate Martin Luther King's birth and his legacy and do a service. That's the other thing they're asking. For Martin Luther King Day, go do a service. Help somebody out. And that's my hot topic for today. And you, Jim?
Reaching out, Reith, that's what it's all about. And, I'll just touch on a thing. You know, there's so much news going on today that it would take hours to cover the news. I'm just going to touch on a couple things. China has kind of made their warning that Taiwan policy is a non-negotiable. Okay, no chance of striking a deal with Beijing involving Taiwan's political status following the U.S. presidential election's latest controversial intervention on the subject. And Trump's first day agenda: rolling back Obamacare, industrial relations, scrapping trade deals, and building a wall. It's going to be a busy day for Donald Trump on his first day in office. And Polish Prime Minister welcomed U.S. troops to her country at a formal ceremony. You know, she said that it was a great day that would help ensure Poland's security. Some 4,000 U.S. soldiers have been deployed as part of a troop relations to Europe. And the ice storms we've had recently, it's been pretty bad in the Midwest, and they've had 4 deaths in car accidents relating to the ice. Kansas and Missouri brace for another round, and freezing rainstorm Chicago. If you're planning on traveling, Reef and I always tell you, if planning on traveling, check things out, because there was 1,200 flights grounded. That's half of their schedule, and nationwide over 2,300. So you have some heavy snowstorms and the ice. So check out, you know, before you go anywhere, check out what the weather conditions are. There's several Democratic lawmakers refusing to attend the inauguration. But, okay, guys, it's time to move along and reach out. Donald Trump is reaching out on both sides. Let's see if we get this thing moving. And Jennifer Holliday backs out of inauguration performance. Don't know if it's because of peer pressure or whatever, but remember, Jennifer, that Donald Trump, you know, you'll still be able to celebrate the holiday. Sooner or later, somebody's going to come up and say, okay, they don't want the Christmas lights in the stores at public places, but I don't think that'll happen on his watch. And, Reith, I don't know if you follow any of this, but have you ever been to the super famous tour, the Ringling Brothers Barnum Bailey Circus?
I know. I'm devastated that it's closing down. Some of my fondest memories with my grandfather were at the circus and the boxing matches.
Wow, yeah, 146 years they've been around, and it sails, and they had to cancel the elephants, so that was kind of the end of it. So farewell to the Barnum and Bailey.
Well, hopefully the Walundos or somebody will pull it out and they'll revive it. Maybe somebody will be able to buy it and just still
exactly.
At least we'll have some semblance of a circus. But that takes us up to our first commercial.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
That's right. They do it the easy way.
They do it the easy way. You got it.
And we've got a bunch of stuff going on this morning, Jim, so let's get straight to our guests.
Well, we have a very special guest, and I'll tell you, we have, let me start out with, there's a wine advocate who's the who's who in the wine business. Robert Parker stated, one of the most spectacular wines made in Italy is a wine, talking about a luxury wine, okay, Lamborghini. And we have, when you go to all the wines and champagnes, and there's a lot of them, if you go on the top of the list, you'll find the Lamborghini. And if you open the door to that office, you're going to find the president, Bruno Sashimi, who we have on today. So I'll tell you, we've had a lot of people on the show, but we've got I was anxious to have Bruno on, and he took some time for us. Bruno, you on with us?
I am. How are you, Jim?
Hello, Bruno. And you're on with Betty White. Betty White's partner that she's worked with for Off the Rockers, Aretha Gray. Aretha, this is Bruno Sashimi.
Hi, Bruno.
Hi, hello. Nice to meet you. Pleasure.
Wonderful to have you on the show. Now, champagne is my drink, so this is right up my alley.
I didn't know that. I wasn't informed. I'm very, very glad to hear that.
Yes, I love champagne. So tell me about your champagne.
What it's all about?
Okay,
well Bruno, before you get into that, I just had one quick question for you. How do you handle the lonely thing?
How do I handle the what?
The lonely thing.
The lonely?
You know how they say it's lonely at the top, right?
Yeah.
Well, anyway,
I do my best. I have to say it is lonely at the top, but it's a better view. So I do okay.
Well, I'll tell you, this Lamborghini is shining all over the place, and you put together quite a situation here. And go ahead, answer Aretha's question, because Aretha knocks out that wine, I'll tell you right now. I was just kidding. But she does appreciate a good wine.
Right. Well, that's fantastic. Yeah, we're very fortunate. We put together just a world-class team. Lamborghini, as you know, has been around for a very long time. They're one of the premier luxury brands in the world. You know, it's known all over the world as being the best. And Ferruccio Lamborghini, who is the founder of the company, most people don't know, his roots were in wine. I mean, his family were winemakers. And when he retired, he went back to his roots and founded a winery in the northern provinces of Italy. And they've been creating fine wines and sparkling wines since 1968. So what we've been able to do is add a little bit of a flair to it. And we've come out with a new ultra high end product, which is Lamborghini Gold Champagne. And that's currently what we're promoting. And it's a super high end luxury champagne. And it's in a very flashy gold bottle, very beautiful gold bottle. And it just has that flair and that Italian style that's associated with the Lamborghini brand. So it's young, it's cool, it's hip, and it's delicious. And we'll definitely have to get you some over there. I didn't know I was going to be on with champagne drinkers. I was just last night at an event, and they were all tequila drinkers, so I felt a little bit out of place.
Oh, no, I'm definitely a champagne drinker. Now, my understanding is, though, for it to be true champagne, it has to be, the grapes have to be grown in Champagne, France. Is that true?
That's absolutely
right.
Correct. Right. It's sort of like you could think about it the way they refer to a Kleenex, tissues as Kleenex. Kleenex is really a brand, it has such a dominant position. So people, when they want a tissue, they just say, give me a Kleenex. But it's the same thing with champagne. Most people just call any sparkling wine, they refer to it as champagne. But it's actually not true. You have sparkling wines made in your home state of California and Italy. In Italy,
right.
The sparkling wines, their version are referred to as Prosecco, which is actually very popular. Yeah, we have a full line of Italian Proseccos as well. We have a dry, an extra dry. We have a demi-sec, which is a slightly sweeter. And you're absolutely right. In order for it to be classified as champagne, the grapes have to be not only grown there, but the whole process is a much more intensive process. It's the actual fermentation takes a minimum of 18 months, and it's a very intensive process. And that's the reason why champagne commands a higher price in the market, is because it takes a lot longer, and the yields, they're not able to produce as much of it as other regions because of the time that it takes to produce it. And they've actually brought legislation against America, you know, because as you can imagine, people want to call their stuff champagne. So some companies have tried doing that in the past, and they were met with legislation from the Champagne region of France. So they defend their stuff, you know, very aggressively.
And you
so
know,
it's the French.
Show.
It's the French wine with the Italian name.
That's
Italian
right.
Flirt.
It's a French wine. It's a French wine with an Italian name. I can't see how you can get any better than that.
And you know when they statistics show that people do know quality and they do look for quality. And
right.
And there was a study, a Nelson study. Americans prefer red wine at 51% of the dollar volume sold. Then it's 46%, and then rosé comes in at 6%. And then they were saying that European consumption has dropped slightly while U.S. consumption has gone up with wines. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, we have. And, you know, the other thing, too, is the Asian countries are really starting to, you know, come around, and they're sort of just now starting to come into the whole wine, you know, the whole wine world, and their consumption is going up dramatically. So we're, you know, we're all over the world. We're a global brand, so we watch all of the trends very carefully.
Well, I understand we have a caller, so let's see if we can get our caller on.
Yes, Rita, Bruno, and James, we have a caller. We have about 12 callers, but we're only gonna have time for one. So we're gonna bring in caller 818-9440. Call it 818-9440. You there?
Hola, buenos dias, happy new year to everybody. I'm sorry I have a little scratchy throat, but I want to say happy new year to everybody. And I started off my new year with a huge bottle of champagne. There's nothing more sexier for this hot Latina than a bottle of bubbly and a gorgeous man. So thank you, Lamborghini.
Who is this?
This is Priscilla Valdejuli.
All right. Well, that's wonderful. Did you enjoy your Lamborghini champagne?
Absolutely. How can a girl not enjoy her champagne? Come on now.
They say diamonds are a girl's best friend. I don't know. Champagne comes in pretty close to.
I don't know. It's soft, it's smooth, and it's damn sexy, just like diamonds and pearls.
Sometimes I can hear you.
Yeah, I apologize. I'm just going to pop in here. You know, caller, we want to remind you to like the Lamborghini Gold Champagne page on Facebook so you can be eligible to win another bottle of Lamborghini Gold Champagne.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All righty.
So
and
anybody
who
likes the page is entered to win a bottle of champagne?
And they have to text EZM, that way we can keep track of everybody and the information. EZM to the number 21777. And yes, a lucky caller or a lucky person to like the Lamborghini Gold Champagne page will win a bottle of Lamborghini Gold Champagne. Rita, James, back to you.
Awesome.
Well, I've heard comments, and they do like the taste. Now, Bruno, have you noticed that certain areas, I don't know if you've done research on this, but they're, you know, maybe stronger drinkers in certain areas of the country, maybe the Midwest over California or the East Coast. What do you see?
Well, I could tell you from my experience so far here, I know that that the coasts are very big with the champagnes and the sparkling wines. And this past summer, the Italian Proseccos they were just so wildly popular in New York City. They're very trendy right now, and everybody's drinking them. They're a little bit lighter. Champagne drinkers, or rather I should say some sparkling wine drinkers, prefer the Proseccos because it's a little bit lighter than the champagne. The champagne tends to be a little bit more toasty, a little bit nuttier, a little bit of a more full flavor. And the Proseccos really aren't. I can tell you that. Our Lamborghini Proseccos are very, very light, and you could just drink it all day long, and it goes down very smoothly. It doesn't have any kind of of a flavor, you know, of a strong flavor. It's not, it's very inoffensive to the palate. So that's been the trend. That was the trend in the summer of 2016 on the coast, and we'll see. We're watching that. We'll see if that continues. I expect that it will. What they're doing now, actually, is they're we have small, very small, 20 centiliter bottles, and you don't pour it in a glass. You just open it up and you put a straw in there, and everybody's just drinking it right out of the bottle.
Oh, okay.
Oh
wow.
My! Awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds up my alley.
Right.
Little Prosecco and a straw.
Right. You don't even have to. I mean, you don't even have to pour it in a glass. Pretty soon, you're just gonna, you know, you're just gonna mainline it. This way, you could get, you know, you can get it into your system as quickly as possible. You know,
there you go.
You don't need to be wasting time here.
Sounds like a winner to me. But you know what? We're almost out of time. So I just want to know, where can we pick up some Lamborghini?
Well, we're very soon. I think what we're going to do is we're gonna fly out to California, and we're gonna have a big launch party with you folks. And now that I know I'm dealing with champagne drinkers, and we're gonna get it, make sure it's available at your local liquor store, and you know, obviously all the bars and all the clubs. So that's coming this year, and we'll make sure we come out and have a big promotion with you guys.
In the meantime, they can get in touch with, what's that address, Jim?
LamborghiniChampagne.com.
LamborghiniChampagne.com. Also, you can get in touch with Eric Zuli at Easy Way. I'm not sure which hat, but you can get in touch with Eric Zuli because he's one of the PR reps for Lamborghini Champagne. So thank you so much, Bruno, for coming on, and I look forward for you coming out to California and tasting some of that gold champagne.
We're looking forward to it, Bruno.
Me as well. It was a pleasure speaking with you guys, and I look forward to, you know, our launch party. Have a great day. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you,
Bruno. And it's take time.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Did you get a smart TV for Christmas? Well, actually, you probably should have waited. Do you know that the new TVs get the best prices just before the Super Bowl? Because everybody wants to run out and have a Super Bowl party. But I'm not going to talk about the sales. Either way, if you got one, didn't get one, I got one for Christmas. And they're amazing. You have to have internet in order to set it up. But you get all kinds of things. Not only do you get your regular stations. Now, this is without cable. You get, you know, if you just have an antenna, you get all your regular stations plus all those extra stations that they have on regular TV now. Plus, you get Amazon.com, you get Hulu, you get Netflix. You can watch YouTube on your big screen TV. You get Yahoo stuff, you get Vudu stuff, you get multimedia stuff, so you can listen to stuff like from your phone or your iPad or whatever. You get Flickr, you get Crackle. I don't even know what Crackle is, but I heard it's movies. I'm going to check that out. You get iHeartRadio, and I think you can buy other apps to add on to it. It's awesome. You know, I don't know what the cable companies are going to do, but I think they may be in trouble because you really don't need cable. You can buy it a la carte. You know, if you're not watching everything on HBO, why are you paying all that money every month for HBO when you can buy a season of that same program for a lot less money? It's awesome. It really is. You do have to have some subscriptions, so it could add up and it could get pricey. But I'm telling you, I'm really liking my smart TV. My smart TV is pretty smart, and the sound system's pretty good coming through it too. So if you did get one, set it up or get the 15-year-old next door because they'll figure it out probably much quicker than you will. If you're getting one for the games, sports fans, I hear that you get dedicated sports channels on smart TVs. So sports fans, you'll be able to watch the games on it. I love my new smart TV. And that's my tech time for today. And it's time for Jim's Gym.
Okay, well, baby boomers, it's time for Jim's from Jim.
Okay, Reith, I just wanted to share with you on some of this Jim stuff because some of this is tech. This is a major transition, this television situation, going from your flat screen to now your smart TV. But, Reith, from what I understand, isn't it true that you can get, a Roku or an Amazon box, and you really don't have to get the smart TV? Doesn't that convert you over?
I'm gonna talk about that next week. For those who don't want to buy a new TV, what you can buy just to hook up and get the same thing.
Yeah, and now this is what you call the major transition. I mean, you're talking about what used to be television, getting on television. Now, your television is basically an internet. It's like having your laptop only 65 inches if you want. And I'm finding that amazing. So basically, you can just go on your smart TV and go to Google, do anything you want, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, see? So what's going to happen to all these television sets that people just purchased that are not smart TVs? That's what you're going to go into on your next gym. So you're going to fill us in.
Exactly.
Because I got to make my decision, Reese. Should I keep my old TV and plug something in, or should I go ahead and get this huge smart TV monster? And I don't know.
Well, my old TV was playing black and white for the last 3 months. So my choice was made for me.
Time to move along, Reese. Time to move along.
Right.
Well, anyway, we got inauguration coming up on the 20th, and Donald Trump will be our next president. And it's time for all those that are excited about him getting in are excited. And all those that had questions, well, it's, it's time to support our president-elect. And he's got a lot of good ideas. And one of the main ones I see, Reith, is let's stop that downward spiral of this economy. We can't go any further than $20 billion or $20 trillion in debt. We got to start getting that up. And I think he's the guy to do it. But I don't want to go much more time on this. It's Carmelita's time, so we'll move along.
I think we're going to have a commercial first, and then
commercial time?
We're going to be to Carmelita.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song Rosebud made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breath Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, good morning, everyone, here on Martin Luther King's Day. And we have a very special guest. His name is Charles Corner. He hails from Louisiana, New Orleans, and he is a member of Little Richard's original Upsetters band, the drummer, and his version of a wop bop a loop bop a lop bam boom stemmed from Charles Corner's drumming. And I'm sure that is familiar to many of you who remember that hit song, Tutti Frutti, and many, many more that Charles has played on. And now I would like to welcome my guest, Charles Corner.
Hi, Carmelita. How's it going?
Hey, it's going pretty good now that you're here.
Hey,
anyway, I had to say a wop bop a loop up a lop bam boom because when I think of that, I think about you. Can you tell us how that got started?
Well, that was the intro for Keep a Knockin', and before we recorded Keep a Knockin', before we recorded Tutti Frutti, we used to play it live, you know, and I would play on my bass drum, bop, 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 bam, boom. That was the intro and everything, you know, and every time Richard be singing, and even at the end, it was, dum, 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 bam, boom, it would wind up on the bass drum. So that was a great idea, you know?
Yeah, you've been given credit, Ashley, as being part of that architecture that Little Richard talks about a lot. And,
well, Little Richard was the architect. I was the bricklayer.
You're the bricklayer. Okay. Well, see, you're still part of the architecture. That was really the awakening of rock and roll as we know it. And as a matter of fact, I was reading about your bios, and oh, my goodness, there's so much on you. You mm-hmm. need to write. I know you have at least two books already that we're going to talk about, but there's just so much here. You've got to write some more books, too.
Yeah, I'm working on my third book now. I wrote a whole lot of books and everything. Keep a Knockin' Confession, Keep a Knockin', the Mysterious Legendary Drummer. And then I have mm-hmm. a motivational book I'll call Don't Give Up Your Dream. You could be a winner, too.
That's right. Sure
yeah.
can.
Yeah.
And I was reading about how your rhythm also inspired one of our most recognized rock and roll musicians, Led Zeppelin. Can you talk about how your drumming inspired his drummers?
His drummer, yeah. His drummer played Keep a Knockin'. When we recorded Keep a Knockin', after we played the Apollo, after we played the Howard Theater, we was in Washington, D.C., and we went to a little small station and recorded Keep a Knockin'. So they tried a full bar intro on the piano, then the bass player did something. I said, let's do something different, man. So I came up with and the engineer in the control room, hey, man, that's a good intro, man. And Richard actually gave me $1,000 for that idea. That was the first full bar intro on a rock and roll record.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people tried to copy that style after me and everything like that. But the thing about that, the drummer Led Zeppelin, he tried to copy, but he didn't have enough soul, and he didn't have enough red bean and rice and gumbo in it. And it was something different. And that was a classic hit, you know, Keep a Knockin', you know.
Oh, yes, that mm-hmm. and so many more, my goodness.
Yeah.
And you also did many films, too, with Little Richard.
Well, I did Keep a Knockin', Lucille, Simmons Will Love It, She's Got It, that's a fast song with a New Orleans-type beat, with a second-line beat, you know, with a second line beat and everything like that. But the most amazing thing, I played with Little Richard for many years. I'm the original drummer. But when I was playing with Little Richard, when we first started out, we was working out of Macon, Georgia, and I would play four nights for Little Richard, and Monday and Tuesday I would play two nights with Jan Brown at the American Legion Club or the VFW Club. And then I was doing the second line beat, that beat, you know, doom, doom, ch-ch-boom, 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 doom, doom. And Jan Brown was, he looked at me and I was, you know, at the VFW Club. He said, man, Charles, what the hell are you doing, man? I said, man, I'm playing that New Orleans second line beat. He said, that sounds good, man. That sounds funky. And that's when Jan Brown gave me credit for saying I'm the first one to put the funk into the rhythm.
Yes, I was about to say that. I saw that in your bio. You were the first to put the funk into it, right?
Funk to the river, yeah. Funk to the river, yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, the late Godfather of Soul, he was really known for having, you know, the funk and that beat. That's what really, really gave him his style, you know?
The syncopation.
Yeah, and then it, of course, you know, it inspired a whole form of music that followed. You know, a lot of the rappers even give him credit, you know, for inspiring.
Great,
Now they call it hip hop, you know.
Yeah.
But it started way back with you, didn't it?
1953, 54, and all that stuff. Now,
wow.
When I went back, Little Richard, I was in Nashville, Tennessee. I was a star musician. My drum was in a pawn shop. And, you know, I had holes in my shoes. Little Richard gave me a break. And he brought me back to Macon, Georgia. And what happened was he said, tomorrow I'm going to pick you up, and I want you to come to the train station with me. I said, I wonder why you want me to go to the train station. So he picked me up in his car and everything, went to the train station. He said, now, Charles, listen to this train as it pull off. So the train went He said, Charles, what kind of beats are those? I said, Richard, those are 8 notes. He said, that's the kind of beat I want you to play behind me. And all the Richard tunes, it's like 8 notes. No, good golly, man. Oh, Jenny. It's 8 notes, you know. Because he just didn't want that. He didn't want that shuffle or boogie woogie beat, nothing like that. He wanted something out of energy, and so I produced it for him. And he enjoyed it too. And everybody, you know, a lot of drummers. I created that beat, Macon, Georgia, the last part of 1953. A lot of drummers is playing that beat, and they don't know where it originated from.
Well, Charles, you know what? You were born drumming before you even came out of the womb, because according to this write-up, when your mother was carrying you, every time the music would go, she said you were kicking.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, my mother was about when she was 7 months. Every time she'd be around music, because I was born in the front quarter, you know, dead in the front quarter, 610 Dolphine Street. And my mother had bands all around there in the club, you know. And she said, every time I'd be around music, this baby, she know the boy or girl those days, this baby's always get excited. This baby will be a singer or something, a musician, because he get excited, you know. And that was me, you know.
and then you took up with the pots and pans when you were little.
Oh, yeah, I was trying to. I was the third child, and, you know, the third child always, you know, I had an older brother and a sister. So I did that for to get attention from my parents and things like that, because, you know, they'd be in the front room and talk to my sister, my brother, and everything. I said, well, I got to get some. They love me and everything, but I said, I got to get some kind of attention, too. So I went back then and started beating on my mother's frying pan and a big gumbo pot and everything. And what happened was, My daddy's from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, and he came back then. And my mother said, go see what y'all do. Make no noise back there. And my daddy stood by the kitchen door and he started dancing.
Oh, wow. Well, listen, you know, Charles, we got to get you to come back again, because you have so many great stories to share.
Yeah.
But we're going to have to wrap it up now. We're going to drum on down the road. And I just wanted to mention before we leave that one of our main sponsors is Lamborghini Gold, and they are offering a special offer of $150 champagne for people that text 21777 with the message EZM and press send.
Yeah.
And that way they can pull up all of the information they need to get on involved in that contest. So who knows? Maybe you'll walk away with a bottle of that gold Lamborghini champagne.
Never know. Lucky
you never know. But you've been a great guest, Charles. I want to get you back on again. And I just want to say before we head on out of here that this day is very special to me, because I happen to be married to Martin Luther King's second cousin.
Oh, my goodness.
And I didn't know that until after 30 years into our marriage, when his aunt explained that Hazel King, who is the mother of my husband, you know, makes him the second cousin, and broke it all down for me. But he's a very reserved person, and he doesn't brag. I'm the big mouth in the family here, so nobody would ever know it if you know
you
it was up to him.
About that, it's an honor for, you know, great to tell you more about that.
Yes. Well, you know, this is a special day, and you have made history, and you've been through so much in breaking ground before Martin Luther King even entered the scene. So I want to thank you and what you do for the young people to inspire them. And we're going to head on down the road. So thank you for being our guest today.
Malita, and keep the beat.
Okay, will do.
Okay. Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
Well, that was just wonderful.
Wasn't that, that's history, huh, Reed?
Yeah, I can do that. Bop, bop, a loo, bop, bop, bam, boom. I remember that.
I think I had that 45 here. I got a stack of 45s. But it brings back memories, doesn't it? You know.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, I understand we have another caller. Is our other caller there?
Do we have a caller? Hello, hello. Because we've had a lot of callers come in. Sorry, folks.
We were going to bring caller Priscilla in. Priscilla's an expert professional nutritionist and show host herself, award winner. Priscilla, are you there?
Hello,
nope.
Hello, Priscilla.
Okay, I guess we lost Priscilla.
Must be on the other line. These influencers are busy. All right, Aretha, James, back to you.
Well, we got to apologize to all our listeners. Aretha and I are on the show. We have to cover a lot in a small amount of time, and we just can't take really too many callers, maybe one or two or something. But, yeah, it does dust off some of those old memory tables. I mean, it's like you ever
absolutely
watch some of those.
It does.
You ever watch some of those ads, Aretha, on TV where they show the performers from, like, you know, the 50s?
Oh, yeah, it's watching the show in itself, just watching the infomercial.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
We got to go. So remember, you need to go to Lamborghini Champagne's Facebook page and like the page, and you'll
like
be entered
page
into the contest. And you can, what's that number, 21777?
Yeah, text 21, right, text EZM. EZM, Arizuli, Easy Way Magazine to 21777. Fill out the form and win a $150 bottle of champagne. And what, Reith, you did all right at that event. You won the jackpot prize, so maybe you can win this bottle of Lamborghini.
Yeah, well, I figure I've gotten more than my share. I've been using the headset. I haven't quite gotten the full swing of it yet, but one day I'm going to talk about those, too.
We want to thank Bruno for coming on. It's he's an amazing guy, and what he's done over his lifetime. It's just, you know, it's a good example to the baby boomers. So you just
absolutely.
And
well,
thank everybody for
we'll
coming
be
on.
Back
and,
next,
I think we have Priscilla on. Priscilla, are you there?
I'm back on. Sorry, I didn't
Priscilla,
know what I was
hello,
doing.
Priscilla. Hey.
Hi, Jim.
Priscilla,
how are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. And this is my co-host, Aretha Gray from Betty White Soft Rockers, is on with us, too. And
hi, Aretha.
Hi, Priscilla.
Thanks for popping in, Priscilla. And I'll tell you, you are a much-needed entity today because, you know, not only with us baby boomers, but as you heard the statistics, people of all
90 seconds until the show's off air. Priscilla, tell everybody who you are really quick, and we'd love to have you back on next week's show.
Right.
I'm Priscilla Valdejuli, and I'm here to be of service in health and wealth because they both go hand in hand.
Oh,
wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're going to have you back next week. So if you have any health needs, come back next week, and we're going to be talking with Priscilla. I think it's going to be next week. Are you available next week, Priscilla?
Absolutely.
Oh, cool.
Perfect.
All right.
Next Monday, 10 a.m., we'll be talking to Priscilla. Thanks all of you for calling in and listening this morning. We will be back. You can go to Easy Way Broadcasting. .com. You can go to Easy Way Radio. You can go to Facebook. You can go to ArethaGray.com. You can go to Aretha Gray on Facebook. You can reach us if
you
want to reach
us.
You can reach us next Monday at 10 a.m. We'll see you then.
So long, everyone.
Bye,
everybody.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White Soft Air Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z,
Broadcasting Network.